It's been a long week and the weekend's nearly here, so kick back with us. Welcome to Casual Friday with Daniel Harford on 1116 SEN. For Kia's amazing end of financial year offers.
Welcome to Halftime on 1116 SEN Melbourne's home of sport. It's Friday, which means we get a little bit casual. It'll be Casual Friday for the next 2 hours, and we'll take it anywhere it goes, pretty much. Not a lot of system to Casual Friday at times, or so it would seem from the outside. But there's lots to talk about with the two best in the business. Jason Richardson's a big part of the Casual Friday crew. He's back again on a Friday afternoon. Hello, Richo.
Hello, mate. Great to be with you, the Persian princess. Lots to talk about in the world of sport. I really enjoyed the game between Adelaide and the Gladiators, or I don't know who they were playing.
The back-to-back premiers.
I don't know who they were playing, but I saw Aurelius Maximus just do some beautiful stuff out there.
He was very good, Aurelius, and we hope he's very good next week in a different jumper.
That's right.
The Persian princess, Rita Panahi, loves the Gladiators of football. Hello, Rita.
I do, but, this is a team with a date with destiny. The three-peat, it's going to happen.
Right.
Possibly a four-peat or whatever that's called. You cannot be getting
a... What is a peat?
What is a fourth-peat?
What happens after a three-peat?
Is it a quad-peat? I don't know. Anyway, you were?
By God's.
You can't be disgracing the great club in this momentous time with that kind of a setup. I mean, they did it once and we kind of overlooked it, but now
we shook
twice.
It off. We shook it off.
Yeah, we That's said, we okay, we should, let's yeah. not, you know.
Shake it off.
Well, when you're on the big stage on a Thursday night football and everyone's watching and suddenly out they run and you go, you're listening to the Army or the Navy chant of, it's the US Navy chant, the Adelaide Crows song, and you're singing away to that. And
is there?
Yeah. And then out comes a team that I thought we were going back to the Battle of Troy. I thought Eric Banner had made his way in.
Well, the Power Rangers came to mind.
That's right.
There's no resemblance to the glorious chocolate and gold colours of the Hawks, which are the best two colours in the league, if you ask me.
Is there much of a conflict in with the two colours? Adelaide, I'm just watching.
Blind.
Just promotional activity, isn't it?
It's just drunk.
Merchandise opportunities. There is, change it up.
How many of those jumpers you reckon they're selling?
I think they've sold a few.
Have they really?
Yeah.
You don't know that. That's guesswork.
Actually, no, that's not.
No. I don't guesswork. Believe that PR
I don't know the current
spin.
Number, but it was about 6 weeks ago I heard that they'd sold plenty.
What's
rubbish?
Plenty?
I call bull dust on that assertion. I think that is something
well,
you say.
Dust. Then you are calling dust on some very powerful,
I am.
Influential people throughout
publicly,
the
proudly,
dusting up.
And repeatedly. That's
dusting right up.
The Marines.
There'd be no Hawthorn fans buying that.
Navy Marines. Isn't that the Navy Marines?
What's wrong with a bit of a change-up? It's a couple of games a year. Just deal with it.
No.
And we're 1-1 in it now.
Are we?
We lost to the Giants in it. That was
How did Achilles play?
He was really... had a sore heel.
You know what? It looked shinier than against the Giants. It looked like we've gone with some sort of a satin fabric this time. It even looked
worse. It's just
worse.
The way it's printed, screen printed. It's gold embossed, like the 2015 Champion Data AFL Prospectus. That's what it is. It's gold embossed.
Gold embossed.
I'd love
it's gold embossed.
But my team that I support would just love to play for, 3 minutes in that outfit as well as you guys were playing in it.
Well, you know what? You guys aren't such a sad joke anymore. Under
no,
Barker,
we are.
No, you're still a sad joke, a competitive
not
sad joke.
As sad a joke.
Yeah. You actually are.
You know what? I think they
embarrassing yourself.
I think the value bet for the weekend is the baggers to get
I've
support.
Tipped you. I have tipped
there you.
You
go. We've got one. We've thrown one starfish back in the ocean. We've saved
I'm seven
one.
Behind, so I can't win the tipping this year. Oh. So I'm just
What
going,
are you sitting on?
I can't recall. Oh, I just know I'm seven behind the leader who's doing very well.
What are you sitting on, half?
What do you mean?
Like on the footy tips.
I've got no idea. No.
Isn't it amazing how footy tips...
I respect you for not knowing. If you knew, I think less of you.
Isn't it amazing how footy tips... No one judges people's knowledge of footy by their footy tipping.
Oh, no. The best.
Have you noticed that?
Well, we judge Kevin Butler by his tips.
We don't go, because I'm looking at page 89 of the Herald Sun.
Yes.
And when Jared Healy says something about footy, we all listen. But we don't go, hang on. You're sitting only on 59 points. You're 67's the leader, and that's John Anderson. So why the hell would we listen to you, Jared?
That's a good point.
Yet if you tip a horse at $15 that doesn't win, you just get smashed.
That's where we're going with this. Right. That's where we're going.
Right. Self-preservation game.
Need to talk about
But hang on, this is 59 out of... There's only a two-horse race each time.
Well, it doesn't have an opportunity for value.
What's the kiss of death got? What are they sitting on?
29. But maybe we should be. But the point is, maybe we should be judging people's knowledge of footy.
Okay, who are the worst five in the
Herald Sun? So it goes back. Kiss of death.
Yep.
Then on 29. Tony Abbott on 56. Yeah, not expecting him. He knows nothing about it. Sam Landsberg.
One of the great young journos.
So we gather he knows nothing about it, though.
Apparently not.
Because in a two-horse race... He appears to be getting it wrong more than he gets it right.
Are you trying to justify your poor week last week?
Maybe
he has his
mum put in the tips. Maybe he just, he's too busy to worry about
take away the racing side. Just as a complete, why don't we ever judge our experts on the way they tip?
Give some of the other bottom dwellers there.
It's not important. That's what we know. We know it's not important. We're not investing.
Oh, no, no. I reckon if you're a footy scribe, you would actually care about your tipping.
Would you care?
Kevin Bartlett picks Richmond every single
week. Yeah, but that's KB. You can't compare.
Shane Crawford picks Hawthorn every... We should ask
Tim Watson, and should ask Kingy when you're doing breakfast here, Morning Glory. Mm. Kingy's sitting on 63, so last week he got 5. Does he go?
Is he upset about that?
Yeah, that's what I'd like to know. Are they upset about that?
I don't know. 5 out of 6 is pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. They got one wrong.
Well, he did get one wrong. But if he picked 5,
is it only 6?
Six games last week, this week, and next week.
Kevin's on 64. Look at him.
Kevin is hot to trot. He was only beating the kiss of death for the last 3 years.
And you've tipped Carlton. That's where we all started with this.
I've tipped Carlton.
Yeah, I was going to ask, how do we get there?
I'll tell you, they have got.
What have we got?
You've got a bit Bryce of spirit Gibbs is about back. You. You've got a little bit of, I don't know, pride in the jumper. There just seems to be a little bit more effort.
Hey, and I'm waiting. I know.
John Barker, could he possibly pick up?
I'm looking forward to.
What does he have to do to get the job?
No chance.
3 to 4 wins?
I don't know.
No chance. No. So there's nothing
he's got to talk to Juddy. He's on these selection panel now.
talk to Juddy.
Wonder who floated that idea and then got shot down last week.
Well, see, have you had your value
selection. 2 weeks ago, you just ripped me. Like I was just cowling in the corner as you were like, how could you suggest that? Why would they do that?
What did I suggest? What did you say?
Juddy, I said they're paying him for all the way through to the year.
Yeah.
And they're looking for a modern take in amongst a whole lot of older heads.
We didn't dispute it. We just said it was a stupid idea. And we maintain it's a stupid idea.
And she maintains it. And there's plenty of people who have maintained
it. This is a bloke who, up until the day he was sacked, and may still think that Malthouse is the best guy for the job. So how can you say we're going to trust the guy's judgment?
You're exposing yourself of never being involved.
That's a good point.
Just one sec. I note that point, but that's exposing yourself.
You've never been involved in a team sport because
Daniel Harford, correct me if I'm wrong,
were
coached by someone that you thought was absolutely hopeless,
and then I walked over
with a microphone, and that bloke is your coach, what were you going to spray him in the media?
Or
are you going to buy in?
Not in the media. Talk to your Carlton insiders.
They all bought
him. They will all tell you
that... Yeah, your insiders are value. Mind that Hawthorn with the jumpers are not, but your insiders are value, are they?
No. Richo can go... He knows these blokes. Ask them who was
Malthouse's
biggest supporter.
Daisy.
Judd.
Yeah, because you buy in. Half. Get
it wasn't a public thing. Privately, within the club, he was the biggest supporter.
He thought he was the one to rebuild.
Isn't that a tick to him as a
team
player? Well, not according to
the
board, who've just sacked the man who he thought was the best guy to rebuild the team.
Just hold that for a sec. Just don't get antsy. Half.
Wow.
As a team player, isn't that an endorsement on the person? The fact that he's got a coach and he said, for all these foibles, I'm on board.
Foibles?
No, it wasn't that.
I'm on board.
It wasn't that. Foibles. No.
Look,
it wasn't a matter of being
just listen
board.
To Daniel. He's been involved.
I have been involved. A long time ago now. Black and white TV sort of stuff. But
and at Carlton.
It is important to be involved in buying in. Absolutely, Jason.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Doesn't necessarily mean you always believe that he's the right person for the
job.
But you buy him while he's there.
You buy him while he's there. Did you hear those words? They were the key words.
No.
Say them again.
While he's there.
Thank you.
But he wanted him to stay there. That's the critical point. Whilst the board wanted to sack him and did sack him.
Really? Have you spoken to Christopher about this?
Oh, go talk to your insiders.
Oh,
and say,
here are the insiders again.
Just go. I mean, I'm not saying
I haven't got an insider.
I love how your insiders are better than my insiders.
I haven't got an insider.
I hate that.
Yes, you do.
I'll tell you who does have insiders. Billy and Berwick has insiders. He's all over this stuff.
People.
Billy, good afternoon.
G'day, Hart, Rita and Richo.
How you doing?
Hello.
Very well. Hope you are all well too.
We are.
Super.
I've got a bit of a theory that the footy tipping, you can't go wrong. There's a bloke that gets paid by SEN to come in the national tipping champion.
No, you're correct.
If you follow his tips and he fails, you say, well, if it's good enough for the national tipping champ, it's good enough for me. So you can't go wrong. But, again, he gets paid for his input, so the bloke's got some mouth.
Well, Nathan Thompson's the man you're referring to, and he'll be with us later on this afternoon after 3. No, he won't. Just being Tom. Just back there. He did just call me whilst we were on air, so that's probably why I didn't get that message. But R&D did out the back, and he won't be with us, but he'll give us his tips. That's what he will do. He'll send through those tips a little bit later on. He's got some work to do, the big Tomo. But you're right. He is the national tipping champion.
And you put a lot of pressure on him by giving him that title.
No, it's not pressure. It's reality. It's fact. He's the national tipping champion. Has been for 3 years running.
National.
Across every competition. Every tipping competition, he just knows stuff, Tomo.
Really?
He's got an eye for detail. He's got an eye.
So the local
Bunnings. Form and momentum.
At, say, Mornington.
Better
than
them.
You know, he's a bit better than them.
Better than them. Our Bunnings insiders have told us that he's better than them. Thank you, Billy. Yeah, he's a champ, and he'll give us his tips. He picked the Hawks last night by the correct margin, even. Great effort by him. Greg's in Upper Ferntree Gully. G'day, Greg.
Yeah, how are you?
Good.
Just about the Hawthorn jumper. They'll sell one because my my 12-year-old son wants one. But the thing that looked up absolute crap was those white socks.
Well, if you're going to go all out with a jumper like that, then you just make the whole ensemble, Richo, in the vein. And I didn't mind the white socks. Wouldn't mind a pair of those socks myself, to be honest with you.
Yeah, they're the least of their concerns. I was at I had the Dream Sunday that Halfies lived through, and it is the dream. Any parent who's been there and lived through a nice Sunday session at a gymnastics competition for little kids, they would know the joy that brings to everyone. And I saw a lot of outfits in those shiny sequins that looked like the Hawks last night.
You're just jealous because they can pull it off. They can pull it off.
I don't know.
You know what?
Athletic prowess.
Shut up,
Rita. I need you here. The only time I've needed you in a long time.
Buy in.
Again, I'm need not doing it, Juddy. I'm
you
not
need
just
to buy
show
in.
Blind support here.
Leads
no.
with fist. Come on, get no. in behind him on this. Danny's no. in Patterson Lakes.
I reckon it was cool.
G'day, Danny.
Yeah, g'day, guys. Look, I got something interesting. Oh, first of all, was that white and gold, that jumper, or was it black and blue?
It was a bit like that dress, wasn't it? That dress that confused everybody.
Very good. Very
hey,
good.
I've got something on that, the kiss of death, and trying to work out who it is, but... If you have a look at the leaders in the in that paper, the leaders on 67. Now, we know that the kiss of death always picks the upset.
Yep.
And if you reverse it around, he's on 67.
Oh, look what you've done. You've played that game.
So you're saying that the one who's leading is just simply pick the favourite every week? And
well,
that's a bit...
Watch that space.
Watch that
space. 96 matches.
Normally,
and he's got
Scott Gallen wins it. Is he in the top two or three?
Scott Gallen is. Oh, hang on. He's only two off the lead.
Yeah,
he's right up the top.
No, he's normally.
He's normally leading.
He's with Bianca Chatfield, Pendles,
Halftime Zone, by the way.
John Ralph, Jared Waitley. They are sitting all there. They are.
They're a long way behind.
Because Johnny Anderson, G Mac, Glenn McFarlane, and Mickey Warner are tied at the moment on the 67. Brucey Matthews with experience and strength, just one behind on 66.
You know what he's doing? He's just waiting for a rough run.
He appears to be travelling so easily.
Does he? Yeah.
Too. He could be in front if he wants. He doesn't want to be in front.
Doesn't want to be there.
Just behind. Then there's a group on 65. And then when you get Grant Baker, Baked Dog. Not familiar with his work, but God love him. He's equal with...
Stuff.
With what's that?
He's done all the
assignments. He does a lot
stuff.
Of work with Mick Warner. You've probably seen
well, between Kevin
together.
Bartlett, Dermot Brereton, and he, there's close to 10 premierships there all bundled in. Jay Clark and Sammy Edmund, they're all there on 64.
Hey, Danny, I like the fact that the kiss of death, if you reverse his tips because he's trying to pick the loser or he picks the team that's not favourite, he would be equal top. He would be equal top.
Hang on.
But I'm a bit disappointed if the leader... No. Of the whole thing is just simply pick the favourites.
No,
easy. Anybody could do it.
Hang on. I think hang on. What he's actually suggesting, if you listen to what he was actually suggesting, one of the guys on top is Kiss of Death.
No.
That's what he suggested.
Well, that's what he's saying, yeah.
Is Kiss of Death. So whatever he tips, he puts the opposite in as kiss of death.
Yeah.
But wouldn't you suggest right. then it would be Gullen because he's the one who normally wins it?
So, hang on, Scotty Gullen, kiss
Teddy,
of death.
Teddy the coffee boy at the HW.
Well, no. It's either John Anderson, Glenn McFarlane, or Michael Warner.
No, I say it's Scott Gullen.
What's that?
It's a separate person doing their own kiss of death.
He's not suggesting that. He's saying kiss of death is the exact opposite.
No, if he's just suggesting that the numbers say that because of what's happened, he's trying to tip the loser whoever kiss of
Hang
death
on.
Is. Because he's trying to tip the loser.
Really?
Yeah. If he had tried to tip the winner because of his losing tips, he would be
Hang
on 67
on.
With those top
All teams. Three of them have picked Hawthorn, kiss of death, Adelaide. All three of them have tipped Richmond.
Duh.
Kiss of death, West Coast.
But do you know the system?
All
of the kiss
three
of, death?
Of them, Port of Adelaide.
We
kiss
know
of death.
You
Carlton.
Know this, you idiot.
Oh, my God.
It tips the team that's not favoured. It's pretty straightforward.
Those guys don't always tip the favourite.
Yes, no, but they tip the one. See the numbers down the bottom?
They don't just tip
see,
the favourite.
It says 27-2, 25-4, 2-27.
They pretty
the
much
team.
Do.
Not the three leaders don't always tip the favourite.
Look. This has become farcical.
Okay, this is why
this
everything
is why.
You said about Carlton.
Yeah, no, I'm with you now,
yeah,
Rita.
Yeah, thank
that
God.
That was a stupid decision
hey,
by them.
No doubt.
We're going to a break because I can't deal with this anymore. Danny in Patterson Lake and Elmore Oil Pack is coming your way. Give us a call back. That's clever by you. And for God's sake, can you talk to Richo during the break and just sort
hey,
it out?
Have a listen to the US Marines, mate. Listen, this is the Adelaide Crows.
Oh,
did you realise this?
Still kiss of death.
Listen in. Listen.
Is there a break coming soon?
I don't know. What? It's a big build-up.
Really big build-up.
A lot
I'm
of trumpets.
I'm not hearing it yet. I'm not hearing it.
We could have sound tested this first.
Prefer to cue it up early.
We could have. Here we go.
Is this still going?
Oh, yes.
Right. Now that we've got that clear, let's go to a break. 5 past 12 on a Friday. Richo's finally got his head around it, I think, about the tipping thing, I think.
So hang on. What is it again?
Just going through the round action.
They pick the favourite or the outsider in the odds, do they?
No, the team that's not picked through their tipsters. The least favourite team, that's what happens there. Okay. Round one of Chambers Bay, the US Open. Picked. It's not a bad day for Jason Day, who's 3 under through 16.
How's Dustin Johnson go?
DJ is 5 under
yes.
in the house at 65, along with Henrik Stenson.
Yes.
Patrick Reed is
yes.
4 under, who I had a bit of a
thank you
for the Masters. Forgot about this one for the US Open.
I didn't.
Matt Kuchar at 3 under
yes.
with Jason Day and Ben Martin, and a couple of players at 2 under. The other Aussies in the field at the moment, Jeff Ogilvie finished with a 1 under 69. Adam Scott even for his round with 70, as with Cam Smith. Who else we got? Marcus Fraser was 1 over. Kurt Barnes, 2 over. John Sendon, 2 over, 72. Mark Leishman, 3 over, 73. And Tiger Woods, El Tigre, is just the 9 over after 16.
Oh, gosh.
Just the 9 over.
He is doing, Halfie, what you and I have done.
Stink it up.
You know what he's doing at the moment? He's standing on the tee. Going, I got no idea where this is going to go.
Please don't hit this right. Please don't hit this
Please
right.
Please just
right.
get it down the middle.
Yeah.
Just every time on the tee now, you see him, he's thinking, oh, this is going to be no good. And also, we've got an SMS here.
Yeah.
A little bit of rivalry. We know that the Princess loves this rivalry. Mm. The Herald Sun versus the Age.
Oh, no, don't bring it up.
No,
well, the
don't.
Leader of the Herald
there
Sun.
There is no rivalry.
The leader of the Herald Sun Tipsters is on 67. Mm. Leader of the Age. Is on 73.
Oh, wow.
Much more intelligent.
Six
much more intelligent
shattering.
People over there.
6 ahead.
Clearly, it's clear. The evidence,
it's clear.
It's right in front
of
you.
So you're gonna. So you're gonna listen to those experts. They know more of it.
Stats
to the tune
lie.
Of six.
Stats don't lie. Even Bill Shorten.
I always buy my newspapers according to the footy tipping.
Well,
that's
a reflection of their
do.
Knowledge. Correct. That's what I'm asking. That was the original question.
Yeah.
Look, doesn't she go into protection mode?
Isn't
when,
it?
Nah,
a,
it's just...
A Fairfax?
This is so Ooh. Sad that it's not even
Fairfax.
Worth defending.
Oh, yeah, no, it is. Oh. And the fact that you won't is even
means,
worse.
Means we've touched on something.
Yeah, got her. Yeah.
Yes,
great
got
stuff.
Got wish.
Great stuff. Have you seen the course?
Mr. Pont.
On that,
Mr.
Richo?
Pont said hi, too.
Chambers Bay, have you seen that, Richo?
Mrs. DuPont.
Who's Mrs. DuPont?
I don't understand what that means.
Well, someone, Mrs. DuPont, I think your old school's just said hi.
Don't know what that means.
That
no. Oh, far too big. Far too big for commoners.
Have you seen this course, Chambers Bay?
Mate, is we at the British Open?
Well, no, we're not. But
doesn't look like it.
It looks very similar to an Open style venue, the Open Championship style venue.
The
I
open.
Wait. I just want to establish talking about golf.
Yes, is what
okay.
We're talking
just
about.
Call me back in when you start talking sport. I'll just sit out for 5 minutes.
I'm okay with that.
So it's not a sport.
That's fine. That's
we
a win.
Established not a sport.
I think that's a win for everyone.
Did we establish it wasn't a sport?
No, hang on, no, when we establish that?
Well, last time we discussed it, I think we decided it wasn't a sport.
Hang on.
Because anything where an obese sports alcoholic can be elite probably isn't a sport.
Well, you know what? I thought there was a question
mark. An interesting definition. I can't think of any other sport where that could be. That's the definition,
isn't it? Unless you're going to say, you know, darts is a sport, because, you know, obese alcoholics do well at that as well.
Right, okay.
But is that a sport now?
Well, what's happened, I think I get where you're going with that. And I did have some reservations at times about the legitimacy of of golf being an elite athletic endurance event. But I did notice with interest this morning that Gary Woodland, Richo, you'll be interested in this. Reed, I'll get back to you in 4 or 5 minutes. Gary Woodland was hospitalised this afternoon after experiencing severe dehydration at Chambers Bay. So, I mean, he's exerting himself at an elite level, like Matty Dellavedova did in Game 3 it was.
The only difference between Matty Dellavedova and our man, what's his name?
Gary Woodland.
The only difference between Matty Dellavedova and Gary Woodland
yeah.
is that Gary, on 18 occasions, walked past the free drinks available at the tee and said, no, I'm right, and then got dehydration.
Yeah.
Matty Dellavedova doesn't have that privilege, does he?
Well, they could throw him a Gatorade bottle from the bench, surely. But, I mean, this is the sort of athletic requirement that you've got to be fully hydrated to walk really slowly.
I can't believe he said no 18 times to the free drink. You're right for a drink? Nah, I'm sweet, mate.
I did laugh when I saw Gary was in hospital experiencing severe dehydration. Now, I know concentration is required, and there's certainly great motor skills, fine motor skills, but I'm not sure that aerobic capacity and a build-up and an excellence in aerobic capacity is a mainstay for the elite golfer out there at the moment.
Well, it appears that it is now.
Mark Allen has just texted and says, please! I don't know what that means.
What does that mean?
Does that mean that he should have had a drink?
That's right. He should have had a drink, or if I had trained harder, I would have got higher than 177? Is that what he's saying?
No. Well, he was an elite performer, Marco. He never dehydrated.
I know. You know what? And he, of course, well, with the pant.
It was a high-ish. It was high-ish.
It was newish. Newish trend.
It just looks so good in it.
Oh.
It looks so
remember,
good.
There was young ladies just following the fairways, just
really,
ogling.
Was there?
Ogling.
Our insiders really? Tell us. That
Our insiders tell us. You go and talk to your people.
Is your insider Mark Allen?
Could be.
Gary, by the way, whilst in hospital, is analysing his 4/74. He'll be back tomorrow to see how he goes. Ooh. Right. Tony's in Frankston. G'day, Tone.
Yeah, g'day, Daniel. G'day, Rita. G'day, Jason. Jason, before I get onto my subject, Jason, I saw you up at the stall. Now I'm going to have a knee replacement, mate, so that's no good, is it?
You have to have a knee replacement.
Yeah, well, I had a Rico in 96, and it's a big cactus now. So
so they've said, you know what, rather than doing the ligaments, let's just get your whole new knee.
Yeah, basically. I wish I'd do my head as well, but anyway.
hey, by all reports, the stuff they're doing is really good now. One of my mates had a hip replacement, and he was back running in extraordinarily short part of time.
Well, how old was your mate?
I reckon he had a hip replacement before he was 40.
I think that helps if you're getting it early, late. Like, hip replacement's late as...
Oh, well, Tone's fresh as a
daisy.
Well,
Tone sounds about 32 to me.
He's 53, I am, Jay, so yeah, getting on a bit.
Oh, you're a little... Okay, you're not as fresh as I thought. Are you stuffed, brother?
They are doing great things.
What I ran for is, I reckon it's a fantastic effort by Cameron Smith. I mean, he's playing in the State of Origin on Wednesday night. Now he's going in the US Open. He's pretty good effort, I reckon.
And shot even par 70.
Yeah, good on him. That's a fair effort.
Good on him.
Jet lag.
And it was his birthday yesterday, too. What about this? He and Billy Slater on the same day. On the same day, 32.
Billy Slater. I know KB's been talking about this ad nauseum, and he's 100% on this.
What's that? Thanks, Tone.
Well, the player, the biggest thing in rugby league is what we're seeing at the moment. It's fantastic State of Origin.
Right.
But the players do rate it higher than club football.
No doubt.
But they debate, club's still important. Because, I mean, Melbourne...
Club still is still important.
Yeah, but Melbourne Storm is paying the bills for a guy who's got a dodgy shoulder who they were trying to nurse through the season.
Yeah, we all understand that, but we've got to have the talk again about...
Let's have the talk again.
The players, and you as an ex-player should care about what the players want.
What have I done?
The players, and the AFLPA surveys them fairly regularly. regularly on this. They regularly. Want state of origin back.
They've got too many states, though. It's different for them. They've only got two states there.
You have it in the main states. The rest you miss out. Bad luck.
But who do we play then?
Players don't know what they want.
Who do we play?
The players don't know what they want. Overwhelmingly, something
they
like...
They don't know what
okay,
they want.
Who do
they
we play?
They know what they want. They want state of origin.
Who
you
do we
Victoria,
play?
You have Victoria, you have South Australia, you have Western Australia.
How many games?
Boom.
So they all play each other?
No, Victoria, SA 1 year. Victoria,
so
WA
what, so
year.
WA misses out?
Yeah, they play the following year.
So why is
so
it always
saying,
Victoria?
So you're saying... Because we're the main footy state, and majority of the players are from here still.
I want to see Jack Rewalt play. Where's he play?
Bad luck.
No!
I want to see Cyril play.
So no, you're going to now say that everybody misses out, so a few don't miss out.
Well,
that's your theory,
well, you've got
it?
People missing out.
Well, I'm just saying, you're better off having something that means something.
Well, it doesn't
mean
anything.
A jumper that actually the
too
players
many states.
Want.
It doesn't mean anything.
The
that's
players
the
say it does. The
it
current
doesn't.
Day players. Absolute you're
crap.
Yesterday's man. The current players.
Oh! That!
That is it.
Oh, my God. S-bomb last week.
Have you read
yesterday's the... man this week.
Have you read The Age today? It is the most impressive newspaper I've
yeah.
ever read.
You know what it is?
So, rubbing, only other garbage.
It's content
that, so
rather than
just
pictures.
You're just backing up my assertion that yesterday's
content.
Man.
Content is important,
content.
Isn't it?
Not just not pretty just, pictures, mate.
Not just opinions
they've got,
and rubbish opinions
they've got
about
no
rubbish
pictures
stuff.
Pretty and pictures. No content.
Pretty
have
pictures.
You seen the front page today?
The Age it's is laughable. So good. 9429 1116 on a Friday afternoon with your bull dust. It could be anything. Could be sport. Could be real life. It could be other stuff. If there's another category, I'm not sure.
Great.
Is there another category?
What's that?
Sport or real life?
Yeah, outer space.
Fantasy life. Parallel universe.
But would you call bull dust on fantasy life?
Solar system work.
If it's just too fantastic.
That's real life. That's real.
Okay. No, I reckon you've got the two categories, sport and real life.
Yeah. Oh. If it's another category, let me know. 9429 1116 Are you opening up the batting for Bulldust today?
I do. I've got a real life category one.
Right.
I am calling Bulldust.
Great that you've named the category.
On healthy children's parties. I don't know if you saw this.
What do you want
piece
about?
In the Sunday Herald sign.
No, was it Sunday Age I was reading?
Why would you bother? But there's this new trend,
content.
Big in across Melbourne, for children to be given healthy parties. So there's no lollies, there's no fairy bread, there's no party pies. They've got, you know, fruit sticks and hummus and vegetarian wraps. Well,
just... not when you were seven.
So how would you go if you go turn up to little
Johnny's
party and you're just confronted with all this sort of vegan paleo fare and there's nothing? As a parent, I'd be shocked.
I like the use of fare by you there. Well done.
It's not ideal, is it?
Well, it's just...
But we are fighting obesity in this country.
Well, you know what? It's their birthday. Surely a sometime food.
But you know what?
If is not, okay
nah,
on your
see,
birthday.
There's the problem right there.
What?
Right there. And you've hit the nail on the head without even knowing it. Mm. The sometime food is now a twice weekly food. Because there's that many bloody parties going on. And all the kids are invited to the parties.
How busy are they?
Mate, my kids' social life. Is out of control.
Well, you know what? You need to control that.
Okay, it's out of control.
Say no to them.
Their schedule of events doesn't have to overtake your life.
So
you say
gonna,
no, you
gonna,
go, you got to pick.
You
can go to
tell
the Addie's party
you
or you can go to the Little Wills.
You can't go to the party. So you want to have state of origin for everyone, but you can't go to the party. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying. No.
Is that what
not
saying?
For everybody. State of origin for three states is what I wanted. You're the one who wants it for everybody or nobody.
Correct.
All or nothing.
So what happens if the golden child has a party on the Friday night, a party on the Saturday and a party on the Sunday? Goes to all?
No. Pick one, maybe two if you're having a good week.
What happens if they're really good friends, all three of them?
We're best mates, Mum.
Well, you know what? The friendship can endure you not turning up to their party.
But what's the reason, Mum?
The reason is that I don't live to drive you to parties.
But Mum, I haven't seen you all week. You've been out having free lunches and dinners.
Well, that's a good point. That's a solid point.
And Mum, if
maybe you can go to all three.
And Mum, if your job is not to drive me around, what is your job?
To spend time with you, because
but you never hear, Mum.
Are you trying to put some sort of a guilt trip on me? You're just being a complete idiot
doing my
today.
Because my theory is half on all this. Is I reckon that when we look back at Tone's life, Tone. And your mum.
Oh, Tone.
Oh, and Denise, of course.
Tone and Denise
and
spent their whole life
chasing me around.
Driving you to sport, correct?
And the other ferals, yeah.
And the rest of the clan.
Are you saying they neglected the others?
No. All the rest of the clan, they
Daniel.
Spent their whole time driving the kids around to sporting attributes. And that's now incumbent on us.
That's right.
And
that's
I take
that
as that, a, I take that as a responsibility
that's
right on.
That's a completely different
and parties, social.
Parties. No.
That's fine.
Because they actually clash as well. So what do you do if you've got a sporting event and a kids' party? What do you pick?
I allow the child to pick.
Oh, okay. So you're going to let a six-year-old make those sort of decisions?
It depends. If it's an individual sport versus a team sport. If it's a team sport, if they're playing basketball, they're going to let down others, then they've made a commitment, they've got to go to the basketball.
That's fair enough.
If it's an individual sport and you're only going to let down yourself, well, then you can make a decision.
Justin in Wandon wants to, doesn't want to let down anyone. He just wants to get involved. G'day, Justin.
I'm calling Bull Dust on State of Origin, and I'll tell you why.
Justin.
What, the rugby one?
No, not the rugby one. The rugby one's great. No, AFL, the Bulldust. 2007 was the only good year Josh Fraser was ever having for Collingwood. Gets picked in the Victorian team to play against the All-Stars in some Bulldust State of Origin
All-Stars.
Game.
All-Stars. Meaningless.
Injures his knee. That final series, Brad Otten towels us up in that final series. They win by 6 points. If we had had a half-decent ruckman in that final series, we could have played in the grand final. Bulldust State of Origin.
And Justin, I reckon you are saying exactly what the clubs would be thinking.
Correct.
And hallelujah to you. But the bizarre thing is, in rugby league, clubs like Melbourne Storm, they just cop it. That's just part of it. Different game. We're going to lose them.
Different game.
The players want it back.
Thank you, Justin. Down the line.
Clubs got pay the
players. Gary's Quality Meats.
The players have got some say.
The meat tray valued over $80 in Paran Market. It's a beautiful place to be. Best market butcher for the last 2 years, garysqualitymeats.com.au. It's down the line. Nick's in Melbourne. G'day, Nick.
G'day, Half, Rita, and the Sprinty One. How are you guys?
Well.
Terrific, Nick.
Look, I'd like to call Bulldust on Australia Post two reasons. A, they don't seem to be franking their stamps, and they're wondering why Ahmed Fahoul still wants more cash for his CEO payments. You've got to frank the stamps. But my main complaint with Australia Post is, and a lot of people have got no advertising material notices on their letterbox, but they're getting around that. They've got Australia Post-endorsed advertising leaflets, little brochures, and full of rubbish like pizzas and carpet cleaning and stuff like that. But just because they've got their name on it, they think they can get past the signage on the... And a lot of wasted paper, and it's got me annoyed today, guys.
Thank you, Nick.
We can sense that, Nick.
Oh, we sense his frustration. Half, Rita, quick question.
Yeah.
When's the last time you posted a letter?
An actual letter
A letter, a month ago for you?
Oh, God.
When's the last time you got an envelope, write an address on, put a stamp in the corner, took it to a red box and popped it in?
Well, the last one would have been March when we were in New Zealand and I was sending postcards back. Because Hunter wrote those, I didn't write.
It's not a frequent occurrence these
days. How are they still just up and about?
Well, because of parcels, eBay, everyone's buying stuff on the internet.
Correct, online shopping.
So it's only an inward service now.
Well, it's inward.
Well, that's why, really, having a daily mail service is, you know, a cost we really don't need.
We could back it back to every second day.
Easy.
It could happen. Stephen in Hawthorne on Casual Friday wants to call Bulldust at 9429-1116. G'day, Steve.
How's it going? I've got a solution to the State of Origin.
Oh, yes.
Yep. We should play it on the Friday public holiday that they've set up. So you get the 16 teams that don't make the grand final, get the best players out of there, play it on the Friday at lunchtime, just straight after the
players are all on the season trips. They're you know,
you can find an excuse in every date.
Silly. No. It has to be mid-year. That's it.
No,
because then the clubs are less inclined then, because the players are...
Do I need to keep repeating? The players who certainly have
who
some
are paid
say
by the
this,
clubs
want it back overwhelmingly.
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. Forget
Stephen,
it. It's
look, it's not a bad
so
idea.
Bitter,
Stephen,
so bitter.
It's not a bad
jaded.
Idea.
He's played for the big V.
I've done it. I've been there.
Yeah, your error is when they ruined it.
Ruined it?
Error.
We had one of the great games of all time at Football Park.
Second language.
John's on the road. Hello, John.
There you go, guys. I'd like to call Bulldust on Stiffy Kokkinakis.
Why?
Because he lost a tennis match earlier this week and he played the fetch that Jeremy Clarkson, one of the One Direction boys who were in the crowd, he was distracted by him.
He got distracted by Jeremy Clarkson.
One Direction boys.
What were they calling out names?
Would have been Niall.
What about bloody Niall? He's everywhere, isn't he?
At least Harry.
You're not going to get distracted by Niall.
Niall will be at the US Open with Rory. He'll be hanging out at Chambers Bay with Rory. They're mates.
You know what? Niall's going to be the guy. You know when everyone leaves the band and there's...
No, he'll still be there.
Yeah.
Guys.
No, he'll be still with four other new blokes.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be Niall. That's spot on. Thank you, John. Joe's in Epping. G'day, Joe.
Yeah, I called Bulldust on a mate I met up with. I made a bet with him that... for $1,000. We shook on it and everything that the grand final is going to be played between Richmond and Melbourne this year.
And I presume that you bet against that?
No, I bet that they will. That the grand final will be played between Richmond and Melbourne this year.
Well, it'll be played at the MCG, so technically that is a ground located between Richmond and Melbourne.
That's probably where a man's going. Probably where a man's going. Thanks for your call. We need to get to a break. We'll do that just to absorb that sort of information. 1:08 on a Friday afternoon. It's a beautiful day in the best city in the world. And after Thursday night footy last night where the Hawks got over the Crows, we look forward now to Friday night footy. The Tigers, the red hot Tigers, taking on the West Coast Eagles. It's Shebeke v Royce. That's what it is around here at SEN Towers at the mighty MCG tonight. And from 6 o'clock, the build-up really cranks up on SEN when we go inside the coach's box. The Gold Coast Suns with Rocket Eid, who's joining the crew this evening, on the coach's box, thanks to the new Nissan NP300 Navara and Odyssey Financial. Looking forward to hearing from Rocket. It's been a big year up there on the coast, and there'll be plenty to talk about with him from 6 o'clock tonight on SEN Footy before we build up to the big clash, Richmond and West Coast. Only the 6 games this weekend, one of those down, 5 to go, and we'll be there at every single one of them across the weekend on Melbourne's home of footy, 11:16 SEN, including the last game of the round, Geelong and Melbourne, where Corey Enright will play game number 300 and get the accolade he richly deserves by the Geelong faithful and, more importantly, the community, the football community at large. Fair enough, too, for Boris, who's been a star for the Cats in his time down there at the Cattery. Later on this hour, we'll find out what's up with Rita. In fact, not so much later on, not too far away. We'll find out what's up with Rita after 2 o'clock, Sports Central Plus, all the latest in the world of sport. We'll check in with Matty Russell from Fox Sports and recap Origin a bit. Look forward to this weekend's games in the NRL and find out what's going on up there after the night at the MCG on Wednesday night. Tyrone McMahon, Aussie netball legend, will preview the ANZ Championship Grand Final this weekend as well, with the Queensland Firebirds and the New South Wales Swifts. And Mark Allen will give us a bit of a snapshot of day one action at Chambers Bay Golf Course for the 115th US Open Championship. For those playing at home, Jason Day was just finishing his round before and ended up at 2-under 68. He dropped a shot on 16, I think, from 3-under to 2-under, and that's where he finished. He's the best-placed Aussie out of Jeff Ogilvie at 1-under and Adam Scott, Cam Smith at even par from the Aussies' point of view. Tiger Woods, just the 10 over for him today, just the 80 on day one action. He was playing with Louis Oosthuizen, who was 7 over in his round, so 17 over between those two. And the other player in that grouping was Ricky Fowler, who just finished the 11 over. So 28 over that grouping in round one action of the US Open. I'm sure Mark will have something to say about that. Just before we find out what's up with Rita Richo, what about this? Yeah, you were having a go. You.
Me?
Yes, you.
At, so antagonistic.
At, you were antagonistic, quite quirky at the time.
What was I doing?
You were having a crack at the Hawthorn strip from last night. That's what you're doing. I've just read a piece by our good mate, The Buzz, Johnny Ralph, on the Superfooty website. You asked me about how many they sell of those things. Now, clearly not being involved in the club, I don't know. But Stuart Fox has told Ralphie.
He was listening.
They must have been listening. The article's just gone up
Foxy.
Online. Foxy must have rang Ralph and said, hey, let's just sort this out.
That's right.
Do you want to
what did Ralph
do you want to know the term he used in terms of the sale numbers?
I want numbers.
There's
I want
two
actual
words. There's
numbers.
Two words. Selling
absolutely
like
unbelievable.
Not hotcakes.
Hotcakes.
No.
Hot
okay,
lips.
How many?
Rubbish. Hauling bulldust on that.
Why are you saying
how
he's
many?
A lie?
I'm saying.
You're saying
it's damage control is what it is.
No, we'll judge once we know the figure.
Yeah,
whether
figures.
It's called hotcakes.
Well, it's not here. It doesn't
say
okay. There's no figures.
Are you saying there's a lie in the Herald Sun?
There's not a figure.
Are you saying the Herald Sun didn't check the facts? Is that what you're saying?
We're quoting,
why are you abusing
quoting,
your employer all the time?
We're quoting the
Leave
CEO.
Leave Ralph
well,
alone.
You wouldn't run it if you didn't know it was right.
Ralph!
No, it's not John Ralph's job to censure the Hawthorn CEO. If the Hawthorn CEO wants
poor,
to make a claim, we'll print it.
I reckon Rupert would be on the line.
Leave Ralphie alone.
I'm backing him up. What do you mean leave him alone?
You're bagging the whole article saying that it's
bulldust. I'm not bagging. I'm bagging the Hawthorn assertion that they're selling like hotcakes. Show me the figures.
Hotcakes.
Show me the numbers.
I'm just telling you.
Show me
some
the
cakes.
Money.
Hotcakes.
Show me the cakes and we'll see how hot they are.
It's gone really
well. Show me
well
how
for
many
us.
You were selling last year of the last jumper.
No, they didn't sell. What? I read something about that. We had to make a change last year because our clash strip wasn't selling any units at all. Bang! Hotcakes.
Was that the triangle one? Remember that one?
Yeah, that was hideous. Which one? That was a while back.
That was 96,
wow.
95. That was.
You wore that.
No, I actually didn't. I would love to have. But they didn't pick me for that game. Oh. Just a one-off in Canberra. I think it was Canberra back in the other days. But yeah, hotcakes. So there you go. Suffering your jocks. It's going gangbusters.
Well, you haven't really, you haven't, as much as I love you, you haven't really proved on. I'm emotionally supporting you because there's love.
I'm just disappointed that you're calling Stuart Fox a liar. That's all I'm saying.
I'm saying it's damage control.
I'm not calling him a liar. I'm saying give me a number.
That's all I'll say.
He's employed,
give me a number. I can handle the truth.
He's employed to defend the club and to spin things in a way that doesn't make us look bad. And that's what he's doing.
I'm disappointed you're calling him a liar. That's what I'm disappointed. That's all
saying,
I am.
I'm just saying, you know, I think he knows it looks hideous and he'll take some steps
you
to make sure.
You know as well as I do that the Buzz wouldn't give that column inches if it wasn't a real story.
It's
the
a real
Buzz
story.
Is all over
I'm
that.
Saying it's a real story.
The Buzz.
But I'm saying the assertions of the CEO.
Gangbusters, hotcakes, whatever you want to call it.
No doubt about
that's
that.
That's how it's going. That's how it's going. That's the short story on that wonderful top jumper the boys were wearing last night. They'll wear it another time this year, I think, and that's about it for season 2015. Hey, just before, I said that before, but what about our man Hutto? Did you catch up with the latest on Hutto?
Well, Hutto...
The captain of the commentary team.
Hutto is a rascal.
Oh, there's no doubt he's a rascal.
And he's always had rascal tendencies, and he has been forgetful. As a parent...
is an interesting word.
As a parent, he would be that child... that you would be extremely frustrated. Like my sister had four kids. Her eldest, one day, came home from school. He was in year seven.
Yeah.
He didn't have shoelaces on his shoes. She said, "Where are your shoelaces?" I don't know.
I don't know.
She's like, "Now, whenever we get you a pass to get on the train for the year, we buy that. You lose that day one.
You
lose your jumper day two.
Yeah, that
but
happens.
You lost your shoelaces and didn't realise that someone was taking your shoelaces." He went, "Yeah, I don't know."
It's a boy
That's
thing,
Hutto.
Isn't it? It's a boy thing. It's sort of teenage years, they just lose things. Is that
Well, no,
Hutto
had a bag. He had a bag. It had his clothes, his toiletries, his binoculars, his accreditation and notes about every player for the game.
Great.
It just didn't come on the plane with him.
It's in his car. Was it in his car?
Did he have another bag he was carrying? And perhaps, you know, if you're carrying, say, two or three bags, you may misplace one. Did he just get on the plane with nothing?
Got on the plane.
And not realise?
But this is not the first time. I mean, he traditionally gets into all manner of strife.
He's a bit like Humphrey.
He is.
Well, no pants.
Time and time again,
no,
all manner of
pants,
strife.
All manner of strife. Have you heard the Humphrey song?
No.
Oh, man. Gosh.
What am I dealing with?
So tell me about this other time. About...
Oh, he forgets everything.
Oh, one time on Bandcamp, man.
He
every week.
Forgets everything. In fact, even to the point where our executive producer of football has a checklist of pen, tick, pad, tick, microphone, tick, pass, phone. Oh, okay. Yeah, I left that. Keys. Tick.
There's the checklist.
All matter of strife.
He's a bandit, little Humphrey Hutson. And Scotty Gallen has nailed him this morning in the score in the Herald Sun. So that's funny stuff. Hutto's the best at that. He
Isn't
is the captain of our commentary team.
Forget
and we love
stuff.
Him, but he can forget stuff.
Yeah.
He's a shocker.
Could just be an indication of something
He does
serious.
The Aussie haka all the time.
Just, where's this?
Should we be making fun of this? Could this be a serious problem?
Being forgetful.
Wow.
Well, if it's a problem, it's a problem. I suppose.
We needed to out him.
Okay.
I'm comfortable with you.
More than comfortable.
You two look very comfortable laying the boots in.
More than comfortable. What
he
a funny
his
old
suit
fella.
Last week when he was on television. Someone said.
That's good stuff. That is good stuff. 17 past one. We're going to find out what's up with Rita.
Stop, ball, back it up now. Let me see your hips.
If you haven't read her column or her blog, if you haven't seen her on TV and you don't follow her on Twitter, well, now's your chance to find out what's up with Rita.
What's up with ill-bred ferals disgracing themselves, their families, their state and their sport by screaming like a pack of overexcited howler monkeys during the minute silence for the late Ron Clark? What sort of imbecile yells out Queenslander during a solemn moment to honour a recently departed sporting great? These blow-ins need to understand that when you're at the MCG, you need to show a little class. Don't go bringing your uncouth northern state ways to our fine city. What's up with the dishy New South Wales Premier Mike Baird rubbishing marvellous Melbourne and saying we don't deserve to host a State of Origin game? Mike may be an uncommonly handsome man with piercing blue eyes and sparkling smile, but that doesn't give him the right to slander the greatest city in the world. And finally, what's up with Hawthorn's hideous away strip?
The hotcakes!
Looks like a Power Rangers outfit crossed with a shiny Mardi Gras creation. Oh. How can a proud club on the verge of a three-peat get around in that gear?
Hotcakes!
Whoever designed that monstrosity needs to be sacked, sued, and banished from the club.
Hotcakes!
And not necessarily in that order. I don't for a second believe they're selling like hotcakes. Get real, Hawthorn. No one's buying crazy.
Hotcakes!
Join me next week for What's Up with me, Rita Pennington.
Right.
Hotcakes. Rubbish. Give me the figures. I want to see the spreadsheet. I want to see Fox. How many units you moved. Yeah, I want to see the return.
Let's get Fox Dog on.
Fox Dog on.
Mr. Fox.
Let's get Doggy Dog.
Not to be referred to
as the Fox Dog. Close. Get him on.
Let's get Foxy on. Christos, on.
We need
Let's
solid
bring
figures.
This to a head. This is like a festering pimple. So let's bring it to a head.
We are not
I want
privy
units.
To that side of information.
You know, people are laughing at the club. This is a club that is acknowledged by the commentator saying this is the best team in the competition, and people aren't talking about that.
Tell
they're
what
talking
they're laughing
about
at.
The jumper.
They're laughing at cash. The pools of cash. They're just
That's
coming
cash.
In. A wash.
Is that because of the hotcakes?
Because of the hotcakes.
How well do hotcakes sell? I mean, do they actually move?
They're unbelievable.
Have you ever bought a hotcake?
So much better than a cold cake.
No, I prefer
like
my
cakes
to be chilled.
No, we're talking tater cakes.
Potato cakes.
Potato cakes, as in hotcakes, as in like pancakes or potato cakes?
You might know them as potato scallops.
Scallops.
Oh, no. You can't call them that. That
they
that
do
is a
north
very
of the
Sydney
border.
Thing, yes.
And Mike Baird, that uncommonly handsome gentleman, he would call them scallops.
Why can't we have politicians like him in Victoria? So we can.
Well, you don't like him, so what's the point?
Well, at least he's nice to look at. And when he's, making bad decisions.
Are you saying Daniel Andrews isn't a handsome man?
I'm sure he's appealing
You're calling Stuart Fox a liar and Daniel Andrews ugly.
Others,
you've had a big day today.
You're already calling a four-point. Are you calling a four-peat already?
Oh, yeah. The lid's off.
Where are they
years.
On the ladder?
Oh, they're just
fifth, I think.
They're just travelling.
Maybe
just,
fifth.
Just got cover. Got covered the 1600-metre mark.
No noseband
required.
You know
what? Last year? Where were we last year? People think, Hawthorn dominated last year. We didn't. We sort of, struggled.
With that top? With the Achilles?
That's it. That top might
Troy.
Be the death of us.
Listen here. I've
it
got
needs
two words
to be
for
banished.
You as we get to the break.
Where
the calls
is
are coming.
Foxy?
24 past one, Friday afternoon. Rich O'Reader with us till 2. Sports Central Plus coming up after 2. Matty Russell will join us. Sherelle McMahon as well for the ANZ Championship Grand Final. Who are you barracking for, by the way?
Sorry, say that again?
Yeah.
The ANZ Championship Grand Final
When's
this
that happening?
Sunday. The Brisbane Entertainment
are
Convention Centre.
Are the or the Mystics?
No.
Are the Phoenix play?
No. Phoenix?
Are they a thing? No.
About 10 years ago.
Vixens. Who's
the
it up against? Swifts Firebirds?
Swift Firebirds. That's right.
Swifts. Because I went to a game, Vixens versus Swifts.
Yeah, you did go to a game.
A
yes.
game. One
how good,
game.
How good?
Ever. And the fullback, goalkeeper fullback. For the Swifts. So
Shani.
Good. She is angry.
Shani Layton, she's a great
She
competitor.
Plays for keeps.
And
she
who
was
are the Firebirds
argy, bargy
playing?
And
Firebirds are playing the Swifts?
The Swifts, okay.
New South
Do you
Wales
know who are those?
It's like State of Origin. It's Queensland v New South Wales.
Mate.
No, that would have been gold.
That would have been gold, Jen.
Sorry.
A lost opportunity there.
It's a huge opportunity lost.
So you're going to go for?
Sydney Swifts.
They're the outsiders too in the markets, Richie. You might want to have a bit of a value selection there.
Good goalkeeper.
Good goalkeeper. Well, Julia
really
Coletto, of course, is the halfback flank.
Yeah.
So she's
terrific.
She's helping out the goalkeeper.
Good.
And you've been to a game. Just give
One.
Us maybe four or five of the stars who we'll see on Sunday. Who to watch out for?
The goalkeeper, super good for Swifts. Mm. Goal defence, solid. Wing defence, a key part of it. I've got no idea.
Oh, okay.
Their centre was good. She was like a little fire.
Yeah, I know you know the positions, but...
Specifically
okay.
about the Swifts.
Oh, no. Just ask.
That
He's
little blonde,
on the Swifts.
That little blonde centre that was like a little rabbit.
Kim Green.
She was like a rabbit. She was just running everywhere.
She was a rabbit, was she?
She was terrific.
We're having trouble tracking down the Fox Dog at this stage. At this
That's
stage of the horse,
right.
Just for those numbers. But
we'll get him.
Let's just be...
He's probably putting the numbers together for us.
Well, rest assured.
I reckon there's a spreadsheet.
Yeah, there is.
He's printing.
He's got it.
They've got a dot matrix printer there, though.
It's in Dropbox. Everyone gets access to it except us. We don't have the password for the Dropbox.
I reckon Hotcakes, compared to last year, they might have sold one last year. They might have sold four.
Four. Quadrupled our sales. Quadrupled.
Hotcakes.
Is that a new nickname for Fox? Hotcakes? She was just...
Hotcakes Fox?
Brendan's on the road. Hello, Brendan.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hey, Brendan.
Look, hotcakes, bucket loads, brick loads, it's bigger than that. They've sold out in Brunswick, they've sold out in St Kilda, and they've just sent a container marked Pitt Street, Sydney, and they're going up there. They're going to sell out there. I think it's a $200 package deal, one Guernsey and some leather backless pants. They're selling out. It's just going off.
Hotcakes, Brendan. Hotcakes.
Have you ever worn leather backless pants?
Not quite.
No. Well, you only would wear them to the Mardi Gras, wouldn't you? Where else would you be wearing that sort of a gear?
Oh, fancy dress party.
Would you wear the bare batons?
I wouldn't be comfortable.
Wayne Hawk style.
Oh, now what?
Can we talk about the trainers? What is happening?
You could have done a WhatsApp.
You could have, but you did three vanilla WhatsApps.
Well, because, you know.
Just so that everyone could ring up and agree with you. Everyone knows the away jersey's garbage.
Hotcakes.
Everyone knows the 1 minute silence was terrible. Everyone knows that rubbishing Melbourne is bad. And we all live in Melbourne. We do that by choice. So
I just say what I feel.
You know what?
I'm not going to manufacture an opinion so you can be outraged. I just tell you what I feel. Sometimes you'll agree, sometimes you won't.
Your position is that you think not so obviously. That's what we want from you.
No.
Don't give us vanilla. Give us back pocket plumber. That's what we want from you.
If she was with the age, it'd be different. Peter
doesn't even get that.
G'day,
Pete. Doesn't even get that.
G'day, guys.
How you doing?
The sports station.
Very good. Now, just I'd love to agree with Rita. After watching the Origin on Wednesday night, and then we turn on Thursday night, and the worst uniform ever.
Hotcakes.
If they are selling like hotcakes, just remember, a lot of people go to McDonald's, and that joint's pretty shit.
Hey, Pete, it's interesting. The point that you raise there, Pete. Stay with me. State of Origin, those tops are so simple, and that's why they're the best.
Mm.
Keep
it
simple.
They don't change.
They don't. Keep it simple.
Do you know how they
What's the best sporting outfit in the world?
That's a hard question.
I mean, the All Blacks is hard to beat because they keep it damn simple, don't they?
The All Blacks is right up there, isn't it? That is one of the all-time.
Huffy?
I like the orange. I like the Dutch orange
The
as well.
Dutch with the blue. Brilliant.
Good combo.
I love it.
It just works.
Hotcakes, mate. It's the best outfit. Hotcakes. How can it not be if it's hotcakes?
So you are swallowing this Hawthorne line that people are actually loving this and purchasing it.
I have faith in the integrity of the people involved.
Couchy
who
said,
are giving this information. You on the other hand.
They're not giving any information. They're not giving us any figures.
No wonder Helen Kapalos is number one women's ticket holder for this sort of behaviour. No wonder Helen Kapalos has got that mantle.
Is the princess two?
Not 2,000.
No, I don't think I'm in the top 10.
Well, who else have you got?
We've got Danny Minogue.
Till she jumps on hashtag hotcakes.
That's trumped you.
Danny's a big international star. What are you
I'm saying. It trumps you.
I'm talking you up.
Hey, Couchy and Eltham says, you manufacture opinion all the time for outrage, Rita. Why stop now?
Never.
Thank you, Peter.
I only ever say what I think.
Stay on the line, Peter. Two bottles of wine, one red, one white. Thanks to AR Property Investments coming your way. Gary in Roxburgh Park, over to you.
How are we all? Going good?
Yeah, good.
Going good.
I want to know if Hawthorn's going to be fined for having a late inclusion in the side.
Who's the late inclusion?
I thought I saw Cleopatra from the Nile in Egypt. That's what those outfits look like.
Hotcakes.
Well, you know what? It is such a hideously ugly outfit that, you know, people could be buying them for novelty value because
that's right.
They're just
fancy dress.
This will be the worst thing Hawthorn will ever produce. This is the worst thing you'll see on a sporting field.
Get a long one and then you could go to toga parties and the like.
Hotcakes! That's all we're saying. Thank you, Gaz.
You know what? If you put a smart belt with it, it could actually be quite a nice, like, dress.
Like a long dress,
if you bought a really big one.
And, like, really cool boots with it, accessorized.
Yeah, I mean, feminine. It's feminine.
Yeah, yeah.
Hotcakes!
I'm not suggesting half. But
Well, a second ago, you were suggesting you get around in bottomless leather gear.
Wayne Hawk style.
Yeah, okay. Can we quickly talk about
not
racing?
Yet.
Because
Andrew's
it's not just
Bentley.
Wayne.
Hang
it's
on.
Not just Wayne.
Andrew's with us. Hello, Andrew.
G'day, folks. Look, correct me if I'm wrong, but is it supposed to be some sort of exposed rib cage? Is that what it is?
Oh, that's a good point you're making. Let me have a look at the
I can't answer that.
It's
no, it looks like a hot cake to me.
It's a hot cake.
It just looks, like vomit is what it looks like.
It looks like a hot cake. Smells like him anyway.
So, yeah, it's not just Wayne. So we had Wayne at some private school do, sort of stripping down to some sort of a G-string during a performance.
Oh, it was a private evening for the parents.
Private
I'm glad to have
yeah,
fun.
Private evening.
But private then, evening.
Trivia night for
trivia
the
night.
Little kids at Pegs.
Yeah,
kids weren't there.
Kids weren't there. And I asked Wayne about it yesterday on our Racing Live coverage. I said, so you would like to respond to the page three? And he said, what have they reported? And I said, well, that you were... you know, stripped down to a G-string dancing on a table. And he says, well, that's factually incorrect. I danced on a table with all my clothes on and I stripped down to a G-string on the stage.
Right. See? No
See?
Problem. That's what a stage is for.
Not an issue.
But we've got to talk about Moody because those pictures are even more disturbing.
Well, Moods is a war historian. Like, he is a fanatic and he's been over. This is the second year in a row he's gone over. Traced a lot of the steps of our former Australian soldiers. And he was at Gallipoli for those photos. And he had done a lot of trekking in the whole area and then did, in his words, what the Aussie soldiers
the
did.
Anzacs would have done.
The Anzacs did in Gallipoli where they all stripped off and ran into the water. He did it.
He's an Australian, Peter Moody.
There's too many front-on
He's
shots.
An Australian. And I'll tell
I'll
you what.
You
oh, have
it's
you?
It's too much.
Oh,
he's covered
I appreciate
up,
him.
Well, he had, you put it like a little cap on it.
Oh, no.
Like New Kids on the Block, despite what you say about
how
that great jumper and the hotcakes, we are hanging tough here on Casual Friday. 21-2, Richard Rita with us until 2 o'clock on Casual Friday. It's Hotcake Friday here on Halftime, and they are selling like the let's before we get back to some other news, just you're talking Origin before. Mm. State of Origin, you mentioned the ill-bred ferals that that did their thing during the Ron Clark moments of silence. Richard, stop showing photos of your abs. What about this? What about this, Richo? This is good. And Princess will be all over this anyway. It's a thing. State of Origin 2 attracted a peak viewing audience of 4.5
massive.
Million
highest
and an average of 3.9 million, making it the highest rating Australian show of the year, beating the Cricket World Cup final.
Well, Origin 1 was the biggest, so that had already defeated the World Cup final. I'm sure I read that last time.
Well, apparently not.
So this has gone to a whole different level.
3.9 million.
Half
a
million were watching just in Melbourne.
And fantastic for the economy. I had four mates from Sydney coming down for it. And how many
they
others?
They were the ill-bred ferals that were doing
Were
thing.
They booing? Were they yelling out stuff?
Well, they're from Sydney, so I'm tipping they weren't yelling out Queenslander.
The other stuff being yelled out.
They would have just.
If you needed a hotel room on Wednesday night, you would be paying somewhere in the vicinity of $600 to $700 for a 4-star property.
Unless
it was just
unless you had connections.
Unless you had connections.
But they were just spending money everywhere. They were all across, and they were all dressed in their gear.
So
all across
the question being, if there's 90,000 there,
only 1,513.
How often is too often?
I think you could do it every second year easily, even every year.
Every 3 years, right?
Because if next year, because if next year, because it's an event, and we hadn't seen it for a long time, so 91,000. There, how many of those were theatre goers that would rock up? I mean, it makes perfect sense, of course, for the NRL, who's trying to supposedly in theory trying to forge into this market.
Not really.
They don't really appear to be, but they've got the Melbourne Storm here, State of Origin. One in each state with a one in the middle at a neutral venue. It makes perfect sense from that point of view. But 90,000's awesome. But if we have it every year, would there be 90,000?
I reckon because I think the bulk of those that crowd were the interstaters. And I think they'll keep coming back because it's an event for them. You know, they get to come to a wonderful city and spend big. So I reckon it could work every year.
Well, every 3 years is the way to go, I reckon. It's the go 2-1 home ground advantage for Queensland 1 year. The next they go 2-1 home ground advantage for New South Wales. And the next year they have 1-1 in the home ground. And then a neutral territory venue. Then a neutral territory venue like we've got here with the MCG. And I think that'd be every 3 years people would be excited about that. And we'll do it.
It was such a good game. You know, I didn't think it was going to hold my interest because I don't love me some Origin, but I was into it and I swapped teams about six times.
So we don't like rugby. We don't like
No, we love rugby.
Oh, we love rugby. Definitely. We don't like league. We don't like golf.
I'm not invested. Don't like basketball. New South Wales, Queensland.
Basketball,
really.
We don't like. What do you think of the NBA finals?
I like that because I was on Team Bogues, so I'm glad they won, but he didn't get much game time.
Why do you reckon they won?
I think main point was they got more here? Points. They got more points than the other team.
Are you trying to get an analysis of the NBA finals occasions? For the Princess?
They got more points. Yeah, but why do they get more points? I'm just wondering if you, how you work
really,
through
you want
it.
Me to talk about the NBA finals? Really?
Well, it's a really? Sports show. Let's get into it.
When have we ever talked about sports? Yeah, it was sad, but Bogues did at least get to push LeBron into the cameras.
Is he Bogues?
I call him Bogues.
He's Bogues, isn't he?
No, Bogues.
Hey, is that fifth Australian? Always Bogues. Fifth Australian for an NBA ring. Yep. Andrew Gaze being one, Patty Mills being another.
Yep.
Of course, Lucy and Longley times stacks. Now Andrew Bogut. Who's the fifth one?
Aaron Baines. Last year with Patty Mills.
Right, okay. Shane Heal? Wasn't Hammer on a...
SC in America be all over this.
Was Hammer on the roster but didn't play in a championship-winning team?
Shane Heal didn't play in a championship team.
Didn't
no.
he play? Right.
You got the five.
I got the five.
Baines, Mills, Longley, Gaze.
Lucian, sorry.
And,
is it really Lucian?
And our man, Bogeyman.
Right.
So they're the five. It's a great effort by Bogey. He played his role. It wasn't required. The matchups, setups.
That's right. Well, he played it. Need him to do his thing. He was so important getting them there.
Exactly.
Well, you've got to get them there.
To win it, you can't win it if you're not in it.
That is 100%.
That's what I always tell the kids.
Hang on, let me just
put
my pen
down. I say,
what do you mean, kids?
You know, just when I'm just trying to inspire the kids to try their best.
Hey, what about this? While we're talking rugby and readers' love for rugby, the Melbourne Rebels have been sold.
Yes, they have. Yes. It'll be settling end of the month, I think.
The Melbourne Rebels Rugby Union Limited,
hang on,
MRAU.
Who was the owners and who are the new owners?
The old
owners were the ARU, VRU sort of a setup, but now it's going to private owners again.
The Imperium Sports Management business has bought them.
This isn't brand new news.
Businessman Andrew Cox and former Melbourne Heart chairman and Mick Malthouse manager, in brackets, Peter Sidwell.
I thought Peter Sidwell
Why
was involved in the...
Why are you reading this out? This was all announced
I thought Peter Sidwell was involved in the
It's been confirmed and finalised today. It's got a release from the Melbourne Rebels.
No, but what is that Imperial it happened.
I thought Peter Sidwell and Gary Gray and all those guys were involved in the original ownership. Right, okay. But they're now gone to a new Imperial, is it?
Well, the original owners lost a bit of money. So they pretty much handed over their shares to the ARU and said, here you go, you take it on. Okay, and they still are, you know, sustaining fairly severe losses because being a startup, you know, it's not going to be a money-making operation from day one. So the new owners now have got a big job ahead of them because they are not marketed well. If we're going to speak honestly about the Rebels, it is not well promoted. There's a lot of room for improvement.
What are they doing wrong?
Oh, so much. Well, one... Would you even have a clue what's happening this year in the competition if they're in contention for the finals?
Yeah, I think they had their best ever year this year.
A lot of firsts this year. First ever overseas victory against the seven-time champions.
The membership packages are rubbish. You know, you really don't get anything for being a member than you would if you just walked up.
Because you're a member. Because you've been
a member.
I'm
not a member.
Oh, you have been a member in the past.
Weren't you the voice of rugby at one
stage? You guys were in...
Was I? No, I was never the voice of rugby.
You and the Golden Child went nearly every week, didn't you?
No, we didn't go. No, we've been
used to go stacks, though.
Yeah, we used to go down a bit.
So what is the... How is the product...
And the crowds, you know, have fallen, which isn't a surprise, despite the team's performance actually...
But maybe you're indicative. Like, why have you lost your appetite for it?
Well, I haven't lost my appetite for the game. It's just, you know...
The appetite for free food at Crown is a bit higher.
Free food anywhere is really good.
It's about priorities, I suppose.
I've got faith in these new owners. That they're right. going to address these shortcomings, and I think upwards.
Well, anyway, Andrew Cox and Peter Sidwell, we're talking today at Amy Park, so we'll probably hear from them throughout the news. Sports Central Plus on Halftime and Sports Central through the afternoon as well.
Apparently there is an agreement at the NRL that the State of Origin match will be played outside Sydney or Brisbane only once every 3 years at the absolute most, says John in Dandenong North. So going along with you there.
You was onto something. 13-2. Hey, Richo.
Yes.
Tell me, because I was doing some form last night, because I like to do form. because I know the Tats Tiara is the big race in Queensland tomorrow on the Gold
Last Coast. Group one for the season.
1,400 metre group one for the horses.
I think Huey Bowman's trying to win 10 group ones for the season. He's on Kitkins.
Kitkins.
And she's never won Kitkins. It's never won a group one.
She won a group two last start, though, didn't she?
No, not last start.
Last two starts.
A couple of starts. She won stacks of group twos, but she's been placed in many group ones. Kitkins.
Well, here's her chance. Here's a chat. Not right at what I was really referring to, but the industry blackout. Are we still in blackout mode?
We are.
Now, what's happening is
the VRC is the last of the clubs to decide.
You said this last week.
They're the last of the clubs to lock in, because what they've also done, Racing Victoria have asked the clubs to not only lock down their media rights, but also using this as a discussion to blend it into their race fields funding. So there's a lots of issues. It's a very complex financial issue. I know it's frustrating for all the punters. The other clubs have done their meetings and brokered a deal with Racing Victoria. The VRC is the last one to do that. If the VRC happened to have, they've got about 8 or 9 points that they're still working on through Racing Victoria. If that happened to be ticked off today, then tomorrow's race meeting at Moonee Valley would be live on the new 7-8 channel.
7-8.
So what's going to happen with 7-8 is for the first couple of months, they will take the racing live coverage, which is being produced by Racing.com.
Which is what you're doing.
Yes, which is part of the Victorian Racing, Racing Victoria own product. So they will just take that, and then in August, for the first of the group ones, they'll unveil the new look of 7 Racing.
Have you got
forward.
Your suit yet?
No, they haven't even got anywhere
Channel
near those.
Suit?
No, they haven't got anywhere near those sorts of discussions.
I read last week in the paper, and it's got to be true, that you and the Shark were the two that were going to carry the can.
Penciled in.
Locked in.
Mm.
The first two names.
Have you died on a suit yet?
I can 100% guarantee, looking you right in the eye,
you are,
that no discussions has been coming my way in that.
Bulldust.
You calling Bull? This, you're Hang not on. Having a lot of faith in anyone
no,
in sport these days, are you?
His name was
Stuart
the first
Fox.
One written down.
See, well, but I would love to be involved.
Right, so you don't want to say...
No, don't get me so eager. You know they want you. Don't go sounding eager, because this is going to affect the dollars. I'm very busy.
They're on the
I'll
side of
see
generosity.
What I can do.
Very busy doing some stuff.
So when Sydney Racing is blacked out tomorrow because it's a heavy 10, they'll call it off.
Well, there's a big chance they could call off Royal Randwick. So the TAB have made the decision to black out Victorian Racing as part of their negotiation strategy, saying, listen, you know, we're not happy with you going over and creating your own channel. Mm-hmm. And so therefore, if you don't want to play with us, then we won't show your races. However, what happens then come Saturday, which is the biggest turnover day, which funds the industry, and it's complicated because the TAB and Racing Victoria have a 9 years to go on a joint venture wagering partnership,
right,
separate to a vision partnership. Hopefully, have you all still got me?
I'm with you.
So it's a very separate issue that it's now affecting turnover. Every percentage of the dollars bet all comes back to the industry. So we need the vision back up, because once the vision's not there, punters bet 10% less. I mean, this is talking about the fourth biggest industry in Australia, so it's important for the turnover. I'm sure government will get involved, because they need it to be trucking along, because it's a big money spinner for the government too.
Well, what they need is people betting like hotcakes. That's what they need.
And free entry at the Valley tomorrow, as I said with KB. Well, to free entry.
People will be turning up like hotcakes.
Okay.
That's what they'll be doing.
Rightio. Now, at 432...
Hashtag...
I was still with you. Hotcakes. 433, I'm getting tired. 435 might be the breaking point.
Hotcake!
There it is!
It's been a busy week on Halftime, and the Casual Friday crew has just entertained us magnificently for the last 2 hours.
Yeah,
of course,
you'll
be all over the Matildas game on Monday morning.
Can't wait. What do they get, an extra $100 if they're able to make it through? How horrendous is the funding of these poor young ladies, these quality elite athletes? For God's sake... Football Federation of Australia, get your act together. You're earning millions. Support our national team.
And Rita, of course, you'll be barracking for the Matildas when they play against, of course...
Monday, no. I've got other things on that day.
Not overly concerned with the Matildas in the World Cup. Well, of course, we're playing...
Sweden.
You're not... Sorry, you won't be watching.
It's in Sweden.
That's not.
We're playing Kazakhstan.
Just keep going. You'll get it.
Playing Brazil.
Monday
morning.
It's a half-brother to Kazakhstan.
We'll be all over it on halftime.